olds, 32-30. Those numbers signified a heartbreaking end to the 2021-22 season for the Olds College Broncos men's volleyball team, having fallen short in an intense four-set battle with the Briarcrest College Clippers, with a spot in the semifinals of the ACAC Men's Volleyball Championship at stake. The emotions in the moment, the hostility of the atmosphere of the road, and the long bus ride back to Olds. It all added up to a night Braden Bates will never forget. Now, more than 7 months later, the Broncos can rewrite history as they opened their 2022-23 ACAC season on home court October 21, with the Lethbridge College Kodiaks. For Bates, one of three fifth-year Broncos along with Hayden Hertig, Morinville, Alta, and team captain Jesse Stoddart, Calgary, Alta, the way last season ended has been a motivator, with the team having hit its stride after winning 12 of their last 13 matches. The guys will constantly remind each other of that night and how we all felt, the Calgary native admitted. Everyone is bought in and ready to get back there again knowing that we've done it once before. All told, 12 Broncos from last season's squad that climbed as high as number 12 in the CCAA rankings are back, with head coach Ryan Marsden supplementing the foundation, with further depth in the season's recruiting class. The loss stung for our guys, but offered an immense amount of motivation to work harder than they have ever before, Marsden said. We have our leadership team that does a wonderful job of pushing our group, but other leaders have emerged as a result of this push that they want to make. Along with the trio of fifth-year Broncos, ACAC South All-Conference middle blocker Philip Sutherland, Pegasus First Nation, Man, is back to provide a strong net presence alongside Ben Atwood, Cardston, Alta. Thomas Pugsley, Foothills, Alta, will set the table for a plethora of Broncos attackers including Mateus Franca, Nova Lima, Bra, Reed Grusing, Bragg Creek, Aiden Phillips, Bow Island, and newcomer Strahinja Lazarevich, Poservac, SRB, among others, while Stoddart will set the tone defensively as libero once again. The evening was expected to be extra special, as Marsden was to formally receive his CCAA Men's Volleyball Coach of the Year ring in a pregame ceremony. He's the reason this team has become a contender, Bates said. It will be very heartwarming to see him recognized in our gym on Friday. He puts so much extra time into this program, and I am extremely grateful to be able to play under him. The ceremony would serve as a final reminder of the season that was before turning full attention toward the present, and the Broncos have persevered through a rigorous preseason schedule that has them ready to go. Bates believes the time has come for the Broncos to cement their place as one of the ACAC's top sides. We have come so far as a program and have created a strong team culture, so I think focusing on playing as a team is one of the key aspects of our success this year, he said. While Marsden has been impressed with how his team has come together, he isn't getting too far ahead of himself as the team aims to bring pride to the institution and the community. We were successful, but we know our record sits at 0-0 right now and we want to make sure we compete in every match, he said prior to the October 21 game. The league is so deep, the deepest I've seen it in my time in the ACAC. If we can show up and battle every night on the court and continue to work hard off of it, this team is capable of competing with the best. The fact is that this team has arrived. This article, edited by The Alberton, was written by Olds College Sports Information and Esports Coordinator Jordi Carragher.